This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
A damning new look at why Silicon Valley Bank failed last month. A just-released report from the Federal Reserve blames extremely poor bank management, weakened regulations, and lax government supervision. The report also notes that social media caused a bank run that happened in just hours, compared to years ago when bank runs would take days. Looks like the cost of borrowing money, like for a house or a car, is going to get even more expensive. The AP's Jennifer King.
A report from the Commerce Department's Bureau of Economic Data shows an important index of inflation stayed high last month. Excluding food and energy, the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index rose 0.3% from February to March. That's 4.6% from a year earlier. Overall prices were up 0.1%. It's an indicator of the average increase in prices for all domestic personal consumption. Some Fed officials are concerned that core inflation hasn't declined much since reaching 4.7% in July. While there's evidence the Fed's efforts to slow spending and economic growth are succeeding, the Fed's expected to raise interest rates again next week to the highest level in 17 years. Jennifer King, Washington.
More than 20 people killed in Ukraine this morning as Russia fired off missiles and drones. Almost all of the victims killed when missiles crashed into an apartment building. Pope Francis is slamming the war in Ukraine. He is in neighboring Hungary today.
Pope Francis in Hungary has urged Europe to unite. Francis has blasted what he calls the adolescent belligerence that brought war back to Europe, and says that the continent must recover its founding spirit of peaceful unity to confront Russia's war in Ukraine. Francis outlined his vision for the future of Europe as he began a three-day visit to Hungary. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Four railway employees slightly hurt after a freight train derailed in Wisconsin yesterday, Crawford County. This is AP News. Now to trains and greenhouse gas emissions.
California is moving to cut greenhouse gas emissions from trains. The California Air Resources Board approved a first-in-the-nation rule to cut emissions from diesel-powered trains. The goal is to ban the use of locomotive engines more than 23 years old by the end of the decade and increase zero-emissions technologies for transport of goods. Supporters say it should benefit communities near rail yards and ports burdened by pollution. Alfredo Angulo with Communities for a Better Environment.
You know, we're the ones living next to these rail yards. We're the ones breathing in the diesel particulate matter. Yes, it's going to be very expensive for them, but I think the lives of our local community members matter more than, you know, their bottom line of making as much money as they can.
The rule will have to be approved by the Biden administration before it can be implemented. I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.